But first, a few words from our sponsor. And welcome back to Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity. I am your host, Haley Noel, and I am joined with your co-host.
Sorry.
And everybody's favorite guest star.
And he's not really guesting, but he's going to be sitting with us today.
Hi, I'm Jonah Newell. You've probably heard me from the other episodes.
My brother, and he's been in two other episodes. Oh, the microphone!
Add it to the blooper reel.
It just fell. I'm sorry. Okay.
Add it to the blooper reel.
Wait, should we try again then?
No.
Okay, let's not try it. Jonah, stop moving it! Okay.
Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay. So today we're going to be talking about 8 unproductive things that you should stop doing. But before we get started, Ava, how was your week?
It's been good, Haley. How about yours?
Mine was pretty good. What was the spotlight of your week?
I found out we're going to go to Tequamnon Falls.
Wow.
You're really going to leave us again like that, Ava? Wow.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not sorry. Well, thanks for asking what the spotlight of my week was.
What's the spotlight of your week?
We are watching one of our friend's dogs, and she's, like, so tiny, and she's so cute, and she loves to cuddle, and she's just, like, she's just so cute, and she's so innocent.
Like me.
That's what she wants you to think.
Jonah, not like you,
Jonah. Okay.
Jonah, what are you doing? No! No, Jonah, stop it. Jonah, really stop.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Ugh, okay. So, Jonah, how is your week?
Pretty good. Thank you.
What was the spotlight of your week?
So a couple things happened. The first good thing that happened is
talk louder and closer to the mic.
The first good thing that happened is that I am here on Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity.
I will link his podcast.
Before. No, you will not. The other good thing is I got a new guitar, so that's pretty sweet.
Your favorite person tomorrow?
Huh?
And it's not that you're going to see tomorrow?
I'm also going to see, you didn't let me get to that, but best of all, going to be seeing my favorite person tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Our favorite person. My favorite person, too, as a matter of fact.
Opie.
Yep. No, I'm just kidding, Ava. Okay.
I'm offended.
Is there anything else that you guys want to add before we get on with the topic?
I don't think so.
Okay. I guess let's get on to the topic then. So, 8 unproductive things that you should stop doing. So, the first thing is multitasking. And multitasking is really unproductive because it will actually take longer, because if you are trying to do 2 things at once, you'll be thinking about the other thing while you're doing 1 thing. What in the world?
Yes.
I got a voicemail, okay? It's not my fault. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree, you know, when it comes to multitasking, even though you would think, like, well, if I do more than 1 thing at 1 time. No, you have to give your focus to 1 thing. And
yes.
Don't only just give your focus to 1 thing. Don't do 1 thing after another. Take breaks, because then you can clear your mind and you can check your work that you did before better, and you can do better going into the next work that you're doing.
Yeah, also, another thing, if you multitask, you will probably forget the other thing that you were doing while you're doing a different thing, if that makes sense.
It doesn't.
Ava?
Yes, it does make sense. It makes a lot of sense. Okay. Oh, we think so too.
Do you have anything to say about multitasking otherwise?
I am a multitasker.
Stop that, because this is unproductive things that you should stop.
Snap!
I'm just kidding, Ava.
Speaking of unproductive, this podcast.
this. That's not unproductive. Anyways.
We recommend that you listen to this podcast while you're doing something so that way you can still stay productive while you're learning about being productive.
I don't know about that. Don't listen to Jonah. So, yeah, just, like, try to be more focused on one thing because you'll actually get more things done. So, yeah, that's really important. Next thing that you should stop doing is changing routines very often. So you get used to your routine, and then just as you're getting used to it, you change it. That's really unproductive because, it's really unproductive because if you're just like changing your routines all the time, you'll get used to a routine and then switch over to a new routine, and then it'll just like all get messed up, everything that you just did, and it'll just go over and over. So that's the second thing that could be really unproductive.
Go ahead.
So long story short, just get a routine to it.
Just get a routine and stick with it for a while, so then you're not constantly changing it.
You guys are upside down.
I agree. Yeah, stick with your routine. Don't sidetrack, no matter how tempting it is. That's something that I have trouble with, is sidetracking, because I'll be like, well, I got to get this done, and it's like, wait, no, I have to get this done now, too.
We're not talking about sidetracking, we're talking about changing our routines.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, too. So don't change your routine last minute. Keep a routine that works and stick with it, and that's going to help you, because then you kind of get into this.
You get into, like, the groove of things.
Yeah, and you get faster and faster at doing things every time.
Right. All right. Ava?
Yeah?
Anything you have to say about this?
That I agree with all of your guys' comments.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. Third thing.
I'll say you're upside down.
Because we have the speaker. We have the speaker on the microphone. So if we put you right side up, then wait, hold on. Wait. I can't fix it. Sorry, she's upside down. Okay, wait. Come on. Wait. Oh, wait, that doesn't work. Okay, anyways. Moving on. Third thing is dropping something, quote unquote, for now. Because if you, like, leave something on the floor for now.
Just go look at my room.
It leads to clutter. And you'll just, like, not want to do it later. So it's kind of, like, physically procrastinating. And we'll actually get into mentally procrastinating a little later. So, but leaving stuff just, quote-unquote, for now.
3D printed Cheerios. Is not a good idea.
Is not a good idea. You actually lose time when you're looking for something else to do when... if you just do it, it'll take way less time than you thought it would, and it'll pay off a lot in the end. So an example of that is, like, if you leave your dishes in the sink, they'll probably, like, stuff will get stuck on them, and it'll be harder to clean. So, I mean, that's, like, a disadvantage. So, if you just, like, got that done, then it'll be easier to clean. And, yeah, you won't have to do it later and go through the trouble of trying to scrape all the stuff off.
Or keep them under your bed. Because sometimes people...
No, don't keep them under your bed, Ava.
Because sometimes people will get... How do you flip this? Sometimes people will get, you know, like, they'll be in bed. And then they're like, oh, my God. I don't want to get up and go. Oh, you can't see. Hello, guys. Are you guys still there?
Yes,
we're here.
Okay. Yes. I can't do it. Oh, no. I'm falling. It's okay. Anyway,
She's falling. Anyway, Ava, what were you saying about, like, the bed?
Nothing. Just don't keep it under. Don't put your shoes underneath your bed.
Okay, yeah, don't put stuff underneath the bed. And also, you should make a home for stuff, for everything, so then you have a designated place to put everything. So, and then like, they'll be at their home, you know? So, and then if you make a home for everything, you will always know where that thing is, and you won't have to be looking for it all the time. Ava, you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing, over scheduling.
Don't do it.
Oh, what happened?
Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay, we're back. And we got some relaxing music on the background. Okay. So the fourth thing that you should stop doing is over scheduling. So when you over schedule, you have to do stuff back to back, and you don't
back
have
to back to back.
Back to back to back to back to back. Okay, anyway. So you don't have any breaks, and when you don't, I honestly, personally, when you don't have breaks, you don't remember stuff, and you'll have more stress, because if you don't remember stuff, then you can't, you know, like, pass the test, or like
build the bikes, right?
Right. So, like, you can't, like, pass an exam if you don't know what you're studying and stuff, like. So, overscheduling is not good. You need at least, Jonah, you need a break in between the stuff, in between what you do. Jonah, I'm going to have to turn the music off if you don't stop.
You might need to.
Okay. So, yeah. So, overscheduling, causes more stress. So, yeah, so leave some space between activities. It could even be like, Jonah. It could even be like 5 minutes. Like, that'll even help. And then maybe even take like a quick exercise break or a snack break, a bathroom break. Just that's good enough. Like, even just like going to get a snack and then going back. Like, at least you're getting up from your desk and or bed or whatever, and going to just walking just like 5 steps to get a snack or something. Like, it's better than nothing. But then again, you should take like a 5 minute break. Want to pick her up?
No.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. Number 5.
Numero cinco. Stop talking like a gringo.
Numero cinco. Okay, yeah, that's enough. Okay.
Moving on.
I learned to stop saying llama and instead llama.
Oh yeah, Ava was doing Spanish. She's taking Spanish, and she said llama instead of llama. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Okay. Back to the topic. Okay, number 5, putting things off in the moment. So,
hold on. This music is so dramatic.
I know, right?
Wait, I know, it's like really dramatic. Okay, putting things off in the moment, it's kind of like dropping things, quote unquote, for now. So it costs us time and stress, and and we probably won't have time to do it later. So, like, if we have some plans later or something, then we want to get it done then. So then when we come back from those plans, we don't have to get stressed about that, oh, the kitchen's not clean, or, oh, like, my room's not clean, or, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. Like, I have to do the school assignment or something. So get it done in the moment. And also, I cannot read my
Maybe you should learn to have good handwriting.
And it wastes energy, because if you see that you have to do it, then, and if you don't do it, then you, wait, what? Oh, yeah. Okay. So if you see that you have to do it and you don't do it, it kind of costs your energy, because, you will have to do it later anyway. That makes sense.
It does make perfect sense.
Okay. Okay. So, and also, it'll take way less time than you thought it would. If you just, like, start doing it, if you just do it, it'll take way less time than you thought it would. And you'll have, and you'll get, and you'll do it way quicker. And if, so just get started on it, and it'll go way quicker than you thought it would. Alexa, turn it down.
I feel like we should be in some, like, why is this a productivity podcast? This music, it should be like a horror story podcast or something.
Okay, Jonah. Number 7, comparing ourselves, or no, oops. Number 6, beating ourselves up about something in the past. So the only thing worse about feeling bad is feeling bad about feeling bad. So, and stuff from the past, you'll learn a lesson about. So, if you forgive yourself and learn the lesson, I mean, of course, it's easier said than done, but forgive yourself and then learn a lesson from it. And don't beat yourself up about something that happened in the past.
Even though it's super, super hard to do.
Right. But if you have to apologize to someone, do what you have to do to solve it sooner than later, because that it'll honestly make your life so much easier. Get out of that drama. Like, if you need to apologize to someone, then apologize to someone quick. Like, or, like, not quick, but, like, in the moment. And don't procrastinate. Fancy words here. I mean, it is called goodbye procrastination. Anyway. Don't procrastinate to, tell someone something. Because then you'll just be in that trouble for way longer anyway. Ava?
I love you.
Ava, you're not participating.
I'm sorry.
Don't you have anything about...
You know, I agree. You know, things that are in the past are in the past, and just forget about them. And
of course, easier said than done, but...
Well, not if you do it.
That makes no sense.
Okay. Number 7, comparing yourself to others. So, most comparisons are in your head, and we only see a little bit of the whole thing. So if you, like, look at someone, you're like, oh my goodness, like, they're doing this, they're doing that, all in one place. They're probably not doing everything at one time. They're probably not getting everything done. So honestly, you don't see everything that someone else does. So making assumptions can cause comparing yourself to others.
They might be jealous of your life.
Exactly. And we can learn from them without comparing ourselves to them. So we can, like, be curious and ask them about, like, we can, like, be curious and ask them about how do they get this done, but don't be comparing yourself to them, because of course you don't know the whole story.
You really don't want to compare yourself to Curious George, or you'll be depressed your whole life.
Yeah, don't compare yourself to Curious George, but I mean, yeah. I don't know. Alexa, turn it down.
Sorry.
You probably can't hear it at all anymore.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's not sorry. Stop pretending you're sorry, John.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, just remember that we don't know the whole story and we don't know everything that they're doing. So don't make assumptions and compare yourself to others before you know the whole story. Okay, number 8. Last number, I guess.
Points.
Last point. Breaking self-promises. So, if you tell yourself... So if you tell yourself that you're gonna do this or you're gonna do that, but don't ever do it, you make it seem optional, but even if it's not optional. So if you keep your promises, you wouldn't want to break a promise to someone else and make them feel bad. So don't break a promise to yourself and make you feel bad about it. So it'll make you, and then you'll also think that you're more reliable, and it could boost your confidence to know that. So when you keep a promise, you feel stronger, confident, and more productive and happier. So, but don't like start like, oh, I'm going to work out every day for like an hour. Like that's not very, I mean, it is like completable, achievable, but that's not like the most achievable thing. So start small, like, oh, okay, I'm going to walk on.
Also, it's not fun.
Like, okay, I'm going to walk on the treadmill for 15 minutes a day. Like, that's all you got to do.
Or you're going to go outside and ride your bike for an hour a day. Like, I mean,
honestly. No, but start small on your goals and don't, like, try to achieve more than you can accomplish.
Well, you should be able to.
Jonah, just shush. Yeah? Also, write down your goals so then you know exactly what you want to get done. Okay, I think that concludes today's podcast. That was actually 20 minutes, so that was pretty... Wow. A pretty good podcast. And I feel like I talked the whole time.
We'll see you guys next time.
No. If you enjoy this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify. I'm going to put another Q&A below on Spotify, okay?
Please be sure to
In the description, and also if you maximize the episode and you swipe down, you'll see it right there. Okay, swipe up, swipe down, I don't know. Anyways, so yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye, guys.
See you guys. Bye. Have a good day or night or
whatever. Or yeah. Okay, bye.